Community Focus has been brought to you by the Crum Agency, providers of MIMIC Insurance. Their telephone number is 734-254-1976, and they are online at krummagency.com.
You're listening to the station focusing on the Plymouth-Canton community. This is Community Focus on 88.1 The Park.
Good afternoon, and you're listening to Community Focus on 88.1 The Park. My name is Max Kwong, and our guest today is Rohan Vaishnav, treasurer for IASA, the Indian American Student Association at PCEP. This is the fourth interview in 88.1 The Park's diversity series, where we highlight some of the diverse groups in Plymouth and Canton. So what is IASA, Rohan?
Well, IASA stands for the Indian American Student Association, IASA, and we're a student-run cultural youth organization at PCEP that's been in place for many years. And our goal is to spread awareness about Indian culture, and also we put on an annual show every year to display what India has to offer as far as culture goes, as far as dance, music goes, around every May, so that the general school population can see kind of new cultures and new things they might be interested in learning more about.
Do you know how IASA has started?
I'm not too sure on how they exactly began, but as far as I'm aware, that the concept of cultural clubs has been very prominent in the past couple of decades in the school system all around the country. And the concept of IASA is one that's quite national. Schools all around the nation have IASA. Obviously, it's going to differ a little bit in the type of club and with the title. Just by the large, immense depth and volume of schools and school systems that have IASA, it was quite inevitable that a school like PCEP with so many students would not have an IASA.
That's really cool. You know, you have all sorts of organizations all across the country with all with the same purpose, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
So what kind of activities does IASA do throughout the year?
Well, IASA's, like I said, IASA's main goal is to spread Indian culture, make people more aware about Indian culture, and you gotta practice different things to do with Indian culture. But more so than that, we also are a service club who do service as well. So generally, the breakdown for the year is we have our fair share of dance workshops where we teach our members the dances of the various parts of India. We have some service events, such as bottle drives and other such volunteering events. We'll prepare for the COD show. Well, how about there? We always send two performances to the Cultural Diversity Show every year. And then come March, April time, we get really into our IASA show. And that's when everybody kind of gets it together. Everybody focuses, and we all work towards a common goal of putting on a great show. And then throughout the year, we have our fair share of bonding events. We'll have movie nights. We'll have an IASA picnic. We typically have a banquet at the end of the year. But for the most part, that's a general breakdown.
So the IASA show is coming up, and what's that going to be like?
Well, this is my fourth time in 4 years participating in the IASA show, and I'm frankly quite excited. What we try to do in the IASA show is showcase the various factions of India and the various types of dances India has to offer. India is very unique in the sense that each state is like its own nation. They have its own culture, its own traditions, its own language, its own types of dance, music, theater, movies, books. And with that, we have the unique opportunity of displaying all of India to our students here at the park. We can display dances from the tip of the northeast to the southern tip of the southwest, and they'll be so different that it's almost hard to believe that they're part of the same country. And we really like that uniqueness and the unique perspective that shows about how, even though India is one country, it's so unique in its own way.
So what specific dances or songs are going to be performed at IASA show?
Speaking from my personal experience, the two dances that most of the student body, as well as most IASA members, are most excited for are Ras and Bhangra. Ras is a dance from the state of Gujarat in India. But in the state of Gujarat, every year for the festival of Navratri, which is a very large festival, they do a dance of sticks. Each stick is about a foot and a half in length, and the sticks, and they wear very vibrant, flashy outfits. They bang the sticks together in patterns to make a very wonderful, enjoyable dance to see. Bhangra is the second big performance that originated in the northern state of Punjab when the farmers in ancient times had a very good harvest. When the harvest came, the farmers were very, very excited, and they began to throw their hands in the air and dance. At first, this dance obviously did not have a name, but as the years passed and as the dance became more and more tradition, it became known as Bhangra. And now we have Bhangra teams, there are Bhangra competitions, and it's become a very, very large part of the culture of all of India. Other than that, we have Bollywood, which is a dance that mimics Indian movies. Just like you have Hollywood, you have Bollywood. It kind of mimics what you see in Indian movies. And then we kind of have some fusions, which will blend all three dance styles together. And then we have South Indian. Like I said, India is very unique in the sense that each state is different. So Indian cinema in the South is quite different than Indian cinema in the North. Bollywood is in the North, and I already mentioned that. Tollywood is in the South. Just like Bollywood and just like Hollywood, except with a T. With that, they have a very unique, personalized style of dance, and they'll be showcasing that as well.
So which type of dance speaks to you the most, Rohan?
Even though I am from Gujarat, and I do Garba and Ras, which can be known as one and the same. Garba is just like Ras, except without the sticks, and you dance in a circle. So the two dances that I typically would do, because I'm from that general area in India, I do not do as much. And I'm more into Bhangra, which is a dance that is done in the northern portion of India and Punjab, like I formerly mentioned. I've been doing that for a few years now, and this summer I will be dancing professionally with the team called Rakhe Versele. So I'm very excited about that, and I'll also be doing that at the IASA show.
Wow. And also at the IASA show, the performers, they're wearing, traditional Indian clothing. What is that like?
Well, I mean, I guess the thing with IASA show is that the goal is to maximize the cultural experience. And with that, we want to make sure that our performers look like they're stepping fresh out of an Indian movie or fresh out of India. So what we're really trying to do is get outfits that are quite unique to the dance that we're doing. So, for example, for Ras will typically wear a cotton outfit. The guys will wear a long-sleeve embroidered top that fans out at the bottom and something that can mimic a pair of shoe pants on the bottom with a lot of sequins. Very flashy, very vibrant, typically very bright colors. And the girls will just wear a skirt and a top. The top is typically going to be short sleeves, and these are going to be very vibrant, brightly colored too. Then for Bhangra, which is the northern part, the guys will wear a turban with a little portion fanned out and then a very vibrantly colored outfit. And the girl will do the same, but instead of wearing a turban, she'll just wear a scarf on her head. So, yeah, it differs by the dance, but we really try to incorporate the whole cultural experience.
Kind of make the Indian culture pop out on stage, huh?
Exactly.
I've also heard there's food, so what kind of food's out there?
Well, the thing that IASA has always done, and the tradition we try to maintain, is a free dinner at our show. And with that, we try to get some of the most popular staple foods of Indian cuisine. Kind of the foods that, if you go to a restaurant and you know nothing about Indian cuisine, these are the foods you'll be recommended. So for starters, we have samosa. Samosa is breaded potatoes that have been deep fried in oil, and then salted. So this could be, related somewhat to a miniature hot pocket, except with potatoes inside. Then we have paneer pakora. In this, a special type of Indian cheese native to India called paneer is breaded and deep fried in oil as well. These are perhaps one of the most delicious snacks in Indian cuisine, and we'll have those as well. Next, we have chole, which are garbanzo beans that have been made in a tomato-based curry with lots of spices, onions, and other type of garnish. And we're going to serve that with the white rice. And then we have our fair share of sweets. We have gulab jamun, which are sweet, deep-fried dumplings that are going to be in a sugar-based water. We also have jalebi, which is a deep-fried dough that is going to be soaked in a honey base and a kind of a honey, sugary glaze. And we have the last one. I'm just trying to think here. We have gulab jamun, we have jalebi, and we have laddu. Laddu are kind of a sugary dough ball that are packed tightly together, and it's kind of sweet staple food in India. So yeah, that's about it.
Man, you're making me hungry, Rohan. I wish all the food could just come through the speakers here and, you know, just get recorded onto this interview. That way, good, there's the aroma that goes through on the airwaves as well.
Of course.
So you get a lot of people that aren't part of IASA attending the show. So what kind of response do you usually get from these people?
We typically expect between 400 to 600 people for the show, and a lot of the people are not from India. Obviously, we have a very large Indian crowd. However, we have a lot of people who are curious about the culture and a lot of people who are curious about the show and what it has to offer. In fact, all of our dancers in the show are not even from India. We have dancers from Asian and Caucasian descent who will be performing in the show. And it's very exciting to see them wanting to come forward and take part in something that's unknown to them.
So what are some common misunderstandings of Indian-American students?
I mean, I guess a common misconception that most people tend to hear is that all Indian Americans are nerds, all Indian Americans do is study, all they care about is school. And frankly, that's not really all there is. Most Indian Americans I know, speaking from experience, are quite involved in their community and quite diverse and quite unique, although many of them are not perceived that way on the top. With a lot of Indian Americans, once it's realized that they're intelligent, they're kind of written off to be just another Indian nerd. But a lot of times, if you dig a little bit deeper, there's a lot more they can offer.
So how does IASA foster a more diverse community at PCEP?
Well, the thing about IASA is a very open club. We're a very welcoming club. We don't care where you're from, who you are, and if you've never talked to an Indian before in your life, we'd love to have you at our meetings. IASA meetings are a very open experience. No matter who you are, we want you to come. And if you don't know how to dance, we'll teach you how to dance. If you don't know how to do something else that we're doing, we'll teach you how to do that. The whole goal of IASA is to kind of make people more culturally aware of what India has to offer. And more so than that, we want them to enjoy it. We want them to have fun with it and really leave IASA saying that, oh, I really did have a good time.
So how can an incoming freshman next year possibly join IASA?
Well, we had a very big response to the 8th grade extravaganza. And with that, we kind of gave all the 8th graders a little taste of what IASA is going to be like by showing them some of the dances we do. And next year, we do a lot of advertising. We have a lot of people who spread word by mouth of the meetings. We also advertise the meetings online. Sorry, not online, on STS. And then also, obviously, through social media, people will post about the meetings. People encourage others to come to the meetings. And just stuff like that.
All right. And lastly, for the IASA show, what are like the costs, when and where?
The IASA show will be this Friday, May 1st at 7 p.m. However, like I mentioned, we serve a free dinner with all the food that I had just priorly stated. So the doors will open at 6 p.m. in the Salem Auditorium, and you're welcome to come, get your dinner. And then at 7 p.m. sharp, the show will start, and tickets will be $5 a piece.
All right. And is there anything else you'd like to add, Rohan?
No, I think I'm good. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, no problem. I appreciate you taking the time to do the interview.
Oh, of course. Definitely stop by this Friday if you have nothing else going on.
Thanks for listening to Community Focus on 881 The Park. My name is Max Kwong, and our guest today was Rohan Vaishnav, treasurer for the Indian American Student Association at PCEP. This is the fourth interview in 881 The Park's diversity series, where we highlight some of the diverse groups in Plymouth and Canton. Community Focus airs every Wednesday from 5:45 to 6 p.m. Thanks for listening.
Community Focus has been brought to you by the Crum Agency, providers of MIMIC Insurance. Their telephone number is 734-254-1976, and they are online at krummagency.com.